WYSIWYG, pronounced WYSIWYG, is a type of editing software that allows users to see and edit content in a form that appears as it would be when displayed on an interface, web page, slide, presentation, or printed document. There was an age-old saying that what we see is what we get, popularly known as WYSIWYG. But if seen keenly, it becomes the only thing what our senses can stimulate and make us feel. Coming into the picture are the latest trends in the technologies like virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed reality, extended reality, and many more to come likewise. So, what does it make for the outcome or output to be felt into? The thing is that what we experience by our senses all through the day become the memory of ours that are being set into deep memory or even subconscious also. That we experience at the present time or with layered outlook of information into the coming time. So, that is what we say the newly coined term WYSIWYG. What you feel is what you get. Pronounced WYSIWYG. However, depending on the stimuli and sharpness of our senses. These senses accommodate on the psychological awareness and previous knowledge stored and retrieved through the processing of our earlier memory in response to the current and previous calls of the chunks of data received and retrieved through our memory, be it short-term, long-term, deep or subconscious. So, coming to the facts of the current monopoly of the systems present currently, we just showcase or let our senses see the facts and figures of the gaps or bridges in our memory cycle. Now, the question arises, either we shall access all the parts of the memory, behavior, senses, or we just retrieve only the segmented parts of the combination of past and present knowledge only. So, the look and feel we get from the newly coined term is the access to the infinite potential of our physical and dream world we access as soon as we close our eyes and think of a scene. This scene is, however, triggering many chains of results, making a plain mind capable of forming newer stimuli and emulations and visualizations. And if we can develop such technology like 3D printers, we can transform the dreams to reality truly and up to 100% accuracy. So friends, we can form a stable state of mind that all the information we are accessing through stimuli, feelings and earlier saved deep memory are coming to life in front of us with graphical user interfaces. We can also say that whatever we are experiencing are a part of our reacting senses to that part of the proposed reality like AR, VR, MR, XR and many more to come. So, the base is that we are not getting the outcome according to what we see nowadays, but according to the feelings we generate after seeing the visuals on the PAR side, that we are the generator of the scene that we visualize, cater and understand. So, we are the only entity in between the scene creation, generalization of the scene and adoption of the surroundings. In the nutshell, the future is what we WYSIWYG, what you feel is what you get, and not WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get, depending on the mechanism of the technologies and their implementations. So, the question arises that we implement the code of AR-VR game to a modernized 3D helmet of a bike driver or to a windshield of the car, bus, truck or any aircraft. How? Just changing the input of the game to geospatial data and getting the display of the output on a 3D or 2D screen. Possible? Yes, it is.